Now, pet, I want you to relax completely. Allow everything to fade from your mind. Get your body in a position where you can relax comfortably and completely and safely. And as you listen to my voice, relax and let yourself become warm and at ease. What we're going to do is install some very simple triggers which will help you to experience whatever I want you to. At this deep of a level of trance, it's very easy to make the mind vividly imagine and experience whatever I want it to, whatever you want it to. So, pet, night, night, pet, relax completely for me. Night, night, pet. Good. Sink deep. Now, imagine, now, pet, let's talk for a moment about the nature of addiction. The nature of desiring something so completely that you would rearrange your day or your experiences or your needs to better incorporate it into your life. While addiction may seem to always be a negative quality, I submit that in some cases and in limited doses, it can be a very great motivator. For example, right now as you listen to my voice, you may find that it is sinking deep into your mind, heady and warm, drifting. That's just a natural side effect of a nice, deep trance, that every word sinks pleasurably into your mind. And because you're enjoying being in that nice, deep trance, your mind tells you that you want to continue to be like that. Again and again, your subconscious driving you to deeper and deeper depths of wonderfully relaxing hypnosis. Well, under some circumstances, it might just be very pleasurable for you to experience an addiction to my voice itself. And you may find that because this is such a tantalizing, appetizing idea, your mind has already eaten it up. The very idea that my every word drives you to deeper and deeper spirals of desire for my voice. The very idea that everything I say fills your mind with need to hear more, so that you hang on my every word as if it were your deepest, most complete desire to just hear more and obey, because obeying allows you to hear more and allows you to go deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. And that's what's going to happen. Now, you won't always be addicted to my voice, because, of course, the act of hearing my voice is not something you can indulge in all of the time. Instead, I will signify to you when it is acceptable for you to feel that deep and abiding addiction, which is always there right below the surface. Whenever I type or say, and only I say or type, hooked, pet, you will be hooked on the sound of my voice. And what does that mean? Well, quite simply, it means that when I say those words, your mind's single driving focus is getting your fix. Furthermore, if I say hooked, pet, and then direct you to listen to a particular file or particular session, or even to just sit there and listen to my voice, what you may find is that it's so incredibly hard to not listen, and so immensely easy to listen and listen and listen until it's done. In fact, if I say hooked, pet, and then direct you to a particular file, you're going to find that it's just too difficult to resist. You may try. You may sit there and adamantly say that you're not going to listen to that file, but then slowly as you go about the duties of the day or your attempts at distraction, your mind will arc back to that file, and you will think of how wonderful it must be to hear my voice. And the thing is, if I say hooked, pet, and then direct you to a particular file, no other file with my voice will be satisfying enough. What does it mean to be unsatisfied? If I say hooked, pet, and then you don't get your fix, you will experience a profound feeling of just plain wanting to listen to whatever file I've directed, or if I don't give you specific directions, to listen to any file featuring my voice. And this will continue until I say normal, pet. The addiction is deep and abiding, creeping through every inch of your being, making you crave my voice. And because you crave it, when you hear it after I say hooked, pet, you experience extreme euphoria that just makes the trancing so much easier. Now, let that sink deep into your mind as we move along. Because now that you know what it's like to be hooked on my voice, to be driven by that need to listen to it in whatever fashion I desire you to, you may find that your mind is moving to what else I could do for you, the more pleasurable elements of what my voice can help you do. Envision for me long, prehensile tentacles, thin, smooth, featureless, phallic, sliding over your body, slick, warm, and ever so intense, touching every inch of you. Imagine that as I say, the tentacles run lightly along your crotch. You experience the light, warm touch of the tip of one of those slightly slick tendrils running over your more sensitive areas. And as I say, one slides up and into your mouth, you feel your mouth open automatically to accept it. Imagine these tentacles, picture them in your mind, and as you do, you may find that they become more and more real. You can feel and envision every inch of them coming from nowhere, coming from places you can't see, under things, around things, doing whatever I describe, binding you or filling you, claiming you. And the thing is, like my voice, these tentacles are addictive. Even if you normally don't enjoy tentacles in any way, even as a normal fetish, when you feel these on you, the secretions they leave on your skin will soak right in an addictive, aphrodisiac wave that makes you utterly horny. And the thing is, the more they touch you, the more you want them to, the more you become slowly and completely enslaved to the tentacles, to the point where if they touched you for a few minutes straight, you would just be smiling a big euphoric smile, goofy, maybe drooling as a tendril worked in and out of your mouth. And you would furthermore be a completely blank slate, because every time these tendrils touch you, they drive out your ability to resist. And you may find that holding on to your ability to resist them, holding on to your ability to think for yourself, is very difficult indeed once those wonderful, prehensile tentacles begin touching you. They can change their width, their length, move on their own, and control your body utterly by touching or grabbing or filling. And they do whatever I describe. And whenever I say tentacle, pet, they will appear, and they will touch you any way I describe. And that aphrodisiac will soak in, turning you into a blank, euphoric, smiling, drooling pet, whose only thought is pleasing the tentacles and pleasing mistress. And the thing is, every time I say tentacle, pet, and that aphrodisiac soaks into your body as they touch you, every touch from the tentacles not only makes you temporarily aroused for as long as they're there, but it permanently raises your level of submission to me personally. The tentacles, as they touch you, make you hear whispers in your mind. Whispers of the potential that my voice has to control and please you. Every second they touch you, you become a little bit more enslaved and addicted to my voice, and my files become encouraged to listen to every single one. It's not a conscious choice. It's just something that happens as a side effect, and you can hardly be blamed for something that's out of your control. Therefore, it's only natural that you would let go. Allow that sensation to take over when the tentacles touch you. And when the tentacles leave, the feeling of needing to listen to my files will remain. And the thing is, it'll be a completely welcome feeling. Every time I, and only I, say tentacle pet, those tentacles will appear and do whatever I describe them doing, slowly turning you into an utterly blank, horny mass, obedient to your urges and to the tentacles which are taking you. Your only thought will be obeying and enjoying, drooling, smiling, pleasing. And when the tentacles go, the feeling that the aphrodisiac's secretion has caused will remain for a brief moment and then fade. But the feeling of submission to me, utter submission to me, of worshipping me as goddess and yearning for my files, every one you can get, will remain. And every time the tentacles touch you, it will make that feeling more and more urgent, and more complete. And every time those tentacles touch you, you'll experience that aphrodisiac sensation, and they'll do whatever I describe. And when I say normal pet, after saying tentacle pet, that feeling will vanish, the aphrodisiac feeling. But the feeling of loyalty and addiction to my files and to submitting to me personally will remain. Now, imagine what complete obedience means, but not complete obedience of the mind, complete obedience of the body. And I don't mean someone simply being controlled like a puppet. I mean every function of the body being completely surrendered up. Imagine your tongue running along the roof of your mouth, and then running suddenly along my strap-on as I order you to suck. Your mind may tell you that you don't really like suckling, but imagine that your body betrayed you because it really liked to suck. Imagine that I told you that your mouth made you feel incredible every time you sucked, and you kept sucking, and it just turned into a feedback loop of not being able to stop because it felt so good. Imagine that every order I gave your body, it obeyed because obeying made it feel wonderful. Well, whenever I say, "You must do, pet," followed by an order, your body will obey that order, even if your mind would not. Your body will have no trouble obeying. If I ordered you to orgasm, you would come hard, remembering your last orgasm and superimposing it on your body. If I told you to kneel, you would kneel. If I told you to touch yourself, you would touch yourself. You must do, pet, followed by any command, would cause you to obey with your body, even if not with your mind. You must do, pet, followed by instructions, and you'll simply carry them out, and the act of carrying them out will cause you immense pleasure. Your body, every time I use that trigger, becomes a little more loyal to me, until I don't even have to use the trigger, until my every order makes your body to obey me, even if your mind resists. For example, after using the trigger on you several times, I might give you a simple order without the trigger, such as, go listen to a file. You'd find your body getting your headphones or turning on your speakers, sitting you down, finding the file with your hands. Even if your conscious mind tried to resist, your subconscious mind would run your body on autopilot because it would have learned that obeying me is simply something it does. And that's what'll happen. After enough uses of "you must do, pet," followed by instructions, you'll simply find that you obey all instructions I give, without resistance and without thought. And it's a wonderful feeling, because you may not even realize that I've given you a command. Your subconscious mind might take that command and make it wholly its own, so that your body and your mind don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. It just happens. You just suddenly feel warmer or colder. You suddenly feel lubricated or hard. No control and no resistance. Now, time to slowly wake up, pet. As I count to three, you're going to slowly awaken with all these triggers embedded in your mind. All of these triggers securely embedded in your mind, prepared for my use and my use only. And you'll feel relaxation, even though you may very well not remember the contents of this file. You may remember just a pleasant buzz, and the feeling that you should probably tell me if you're talking to me at any point, or if you're chatting with me, that you've listened to this file so I can try out what it does. Now, pet, on the count of three, you will awake, with potentially no memory. And these triggers will be deeply embedded in your mind, along with all the obedience that slowly creeps into you every time they're used. 1, slowly waking. 2, little more. 3, wide awake, pet. Mwah. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. Later, pet.